हेलो या हाय मनिंदर सर, दिस साइड सचिन.
यस हाय सचिन, हाउ आर यू?
आई एम गुड सर, वेरी गुड मॉर्निंग सर.
गुड मॉर्निंग, यस बताइए सचिन।
ओके.
हेलो,
हेलो. यस सर, इफ यू आर कंफर्टेबल और वी कैन टॉक जस्ट अ फ्यू मिनट्स लेटर, और वी कैन टॉक नाउ.
नहीं, हम फाइन है। हाँ
ओके ओके ओके. तो सर, या कैन आई स्टार्ट?
यस यस यस
यस. सो सर, सो वी आर डूइंग अ स्टडी ऑन अमोनिया क्रैकर्स मार्केट. And so basically we are looking out for a small scale ammonia cracking unit, not a system, but a unit. And since this is an emerging market, and we can say a niche market, so currently the market, we believe it's very low. And so the market, from the market side,
सचिन,
yeah.
फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल कैन यू गिव मी अ बिट ऑफ योर बैकग्राउंड एंड हु आर यू डूइंग दिस स्टडी फॉर?
ओके या सो सर, सो आई वर्क फॉर अ कंपनी बी आई रिसर्च, बेस्ड इन इंडिया, हेडक्वार्टर्ड इन नोएडा, दिल्ली. एंड वी हैव ऑफिसेस इन फ्रेमोंट, कैलिफोर्निया. एंड वी हैव रिसेंटली ओपन ऑफिस इन यूके. एंड सो वी फोकस ऑन इमर्जिंग टॉपिक्स और इमर्जिंग टेक्नोलॉजीज दैट आर एक्सपेक्टेड टू डिसरप्ट दी market dynamics in the upcoming years. And so we focus on those sort of topics, and we do a normal syndicate study over these emerging topics. And so for currently we chose this topic, which is ammonia crackers. And because it produce efficient hydrogen, clean hydrogen, and since this is an in an emerging stage, and we picked up this topic to our study. So we do normal study on this, and for that we do our secondary research, and we also interview the experts who are operating in this particular market. So we collect the market understanding, and based on that we analyze. So yeah, these sort of studies we do.
Okay, and but on this one, are you doing this for a particular company or you are targeting some particular demographic or how is it?
No, we just doing a syndicate study, capturing overall market mainly. We're dividing, mainly focusing on small scale cracking ammonia crackers. And yeah, so overall market trends, what are the
Any
market trend?
reason for picking up small scale practice?
Yeah, so based on talking to different industry experts, so we got to know that currently there are mainly small scale crackers available. They are dominating the market of ammonia crackers. We have talked to other experts also from the companies like Duker and Casal, SA, ThyssenKrupp, so these sort of companies, and got some information that small scale crackers are mainly there in this market currently. It is going to pick up in the upcoming years, but maybe by 28, 29, 2030. So yeah, that's why.
Because they don't have their own crackers, so they don't know that there are actually big scale crackers available.
हाँ, ओके, या, सो,
But
आई
again,
हैव,
what is it that you're targeting, Sachin? Because even if you are saying that okay, there is small scale crackers which are available, first of all, okay, I'm not sure which industry are they targeting. Do you know that?
Yeah, so industry basically small scale crackers, so which we found out that currently, you know, it is being used for mainly refining applications, heat treatment, metal and metallurgy, for chemical application, for power generation. So this sort of application, for even we found out some, you know, companies who provide small scale cracking, like for the capacities to be around 100 nm³ to 250 nm³ per hour. So that comes around 200 kg per day. So we have you know, consulted with those sort of companies also, and from, you know, they have also said that these are being used for these applications currently.
Okay. Refinery seems I'm a bit surprised because I've been working in that industry for forever, but I've never seen an ammonia cracker being transported in a refinery.
Okay. Really sorry, sir, but I can't hear you properly.
You cannot hear me properly, okay?
Yeah.
Just a moment.
Yes.
Is it better now?
Yeah, it is better now. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, sir, you know, based on consultation with the few of the companies, and we also looked at the online sources, secondary sources, and you know, got to know that total ammonia consumption worldwide was around 180 or 179 million tons in the year 2022, and out of that, 85% of 179 million tons of ammonia goes in simply for the application of fertilizers, and less than 1% goes to ammonia, which is being used as a hydrogen carrier, which is ammonia cracker. So from that aspect, we calculated that 0.1% of 179 million tons comes around 179 kilotons market for ammonia crackers in the year 2022. Just wanted to have your take on this, view on this.
Well, I have a very different view because you're saying 1.7.
Yeah.
Can already tell you that the references that we have, they are much bigger than that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so sir, any rough idea that out of, because 179 million tons of ammonia goes to overall consumed, and 85%, around 85% goes for fertilizer applications. And so how much do you think out of 179 million tons would be the percentage share that goes in ammonia crackers if you talk about worldwide?
Yeah, okay. There's another thing that you are actually considering this 179 million tons, or that's the whole basis for you. But yeah. And how many kilotons did you say?
179 million tons of overall ammonia consumption, and 179 kilotons. Kilotons, 179 kilotons we have taken for ammonia crackers. That is 0.1% of overall ammonia consumption worldwide.
Yeah, but that's a low number, I think.
Okay, you're saying that's lower than that?
It's the number that you're quoting is very low. I think it's much higher than that.
Okay. So here in this case, we have taken 0.1% of 179 million tons. So what's your take? Should I take
Yeah, but
0.5% of
what is the basis of that 0.1%?
Because through some of the authenticated secondary sources, they have just mentioned that there would be less than 1% of a market for ammonia as a hydrogen carrier. Or they have simply said less than 1% of ammonia goes for other indirect applications, apart from fertilizers and other, they are being used for chemical and other end-use industries or generation. So other less than 1% would go for other indirect applications. So they have simply mentioned less than 1% for other applications, and in which we have considered that there would be other indirect applications also for ammonia cracker. And we have taken a small amount of share in that less 1%.
So even in less than 1%, you have taken 0.1%, yeah.
Yes.
Then you are being very conservative. I think you can go with the 1% or rather a bit more than 1% also.
Okay. Just give me a minute, sir. I'll calculate 179. So sir, if you're calculating 1%, if you take 1% of 179 million tons, it is now coming around 1790 kilotons for ammonia crackers in 2022.
Yeah, maybe possibly, yeah, that's all. But again, you are not allowed to quote me anywhere, yeah, that I'm
No,
not
no.
saying these things.
No, no. Yeah,
This
I
is just
won't.
only because you have been trying to talk to me, and I thought that you are more associated with the education institute rather than a company. So I entertained this one, otherwise, I would not have entertained at all that if you are associated with a professional company. So.
No, no, sir, don't worry about that. I won't quote just for, we gather these market understanding from different experts, and I'm
Yes.
glad that I connected with you, but
And other than that, basically you have put up some questions around the small scale ammonia, very small scale ones. I don't think that I'm the right person to talk about those.
no worries, sir, no worries. So I'm gonna ask, some of the things which you can answer, but I understand that you can't talk about small scale ammonia crackers. So sir, so for 1790 kilotons that you have told about ammonia crackers, so this according to you, this looks right number, right? Or in the range we can take about for overall ammonia crackers.
Yeah, I think this is the order of magnitude.
Okay. And sir, if you talk about 1790 that you have taken about,
And
so in
again, this is also based on the fact that the other authenticated source of yours is saying 1% or less than 1%, and you are considering only 0.1%, so that's not the right justification, yeah.
Yeah, that is also correct, because we also done some secondary and got to know that we couldn't find many companies in this market who are operating, and based on those analysis and some of the interviews that we have done, so we thought to provide 20%, but sir, based on you, can we take around 0.5 to 0.6% share also, or 1% according to you would be okay, like we done?
I don't know actually what's the right answer to that, but if I do a very quick assessment, I think it will be close to 1%.
Okay.
And that would be also the safest point for me because you are also saying that you have an authenticated source which is saying less than 1%, but then it should be more close to 1% rather than saying that, okay, I'm going to take 10% of that 1% or 0.1% in total. So.
Okay. So, sir, out of 1790 kilotons that we have found out, so in this we have small scale crackers, medium scale crackers, and large scale crackers also. And so we got to know that small scale, are largely there in this market. So if we want to provide some market shares to these three, small scale, medium scale, and large scale ammonia crackers, so how much share that we can provide to small scale ammonia crackers in this 1790 KT?
No, that would be very small.
Okay,
A small
around
scale
five,
cracker.
around 10%, can we take off 1790 KT?
No, I don't know, honestly. Probably not even that, but yeah. And so many
Okay.
units are there, small cracker? What is the number of units that you know are there? Say, do you know the number of units that exist at those states?
The estimation that we have got for small scale ammonia crackers in terms of units, so we got that to be around 890 units for small scale crackers.
Okay, that's quite a lot. And where are they globally? Where are they located?
Okay, so you're saying this is large, 890 units.
Yeah, but I don't know. Let me put it that way.
Okay.
If
No worries,
it's
sir.
through my
Just
services, this is fine.
a rough idea. Since you said that it would be very low compared to medium scale and large scale, just in the range, if you can also help us, like it would be less than 10%. Can we take 5 to 10%, or it would be more than 10% out of overall 100% of ammonia crackers, if we want to divide small scale, medium scale, and large scale?
Yeah, but it will be very low percentage, so it's difficult for me to say what percentage. But I think the number that I'm talking, most of it is based on large scale.
Okay. And okay, in terms of large scale, if you want to talk about, so how much share would you give to large scale in overall 1790 KT of ammonia crackers?
Isn't it the same thing that you're talking about? Means you are asking me what is small scale, and I say that okay, the number that I'm talking is based on large scale, and then you're saying that how much of this is large scale.
Okay, so simply say, so mostly the market would be is dominant by dominating by large scale.
Yes.
Okay. So in that case, sir, just a rough guess. So 1 to 5%, I believe, because we are saying mostly dominating by large scale. So 1 to 5% would be justified for small scale crackers. Just a rough
Probably,
guess.
yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, sir, I understand that you're not aware about small scale crackers that much, but so previously, in the initial stages, we found out some top companies which we believe that they could be in small scale packing application. So one of few of the companies that are ThyssenKrupp, Haldor Topsoe, which is your company, then KBR Inc., देन कसाल, CASALESA कसाल, एसए फ्रॉम स्विट्जरलैंड. देन डुइकर, डुइकर फ्रॉम जर्मनी, DUIKER. सो दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ कंपनीज यू नो वी फाउंड आउट टू बी टॉप कंपनीज और टॉप प्रोड्यूसर्स ऑफ नॉट अमोनिया क्रैकर सिस्टम, अमोनिया क्रैकर यूनिट्स. सो वी आफ्टर फर्दर एनालिसिस वी यू नो फाउंड आउट दैट दीज कंपनीज कुड बी इन लार्ज स्केल एप्लीकेशन. दे वुड बी ओनली प्रोवाइडिंग लार्ज स्केल अमोनिया क्रैकिंग यूनिट्स बिकॉज इन सम ऑफ द डेवलपमेंट दैट आई हैव सीन ऑनलाइन. सो थिसन टॉक्स अबाउट दे आर इन्वॉल्व इन लार्ज स्केल एप्लीकेशन, दे आर इन्वॉल्व और दे आर डेवलपिंग फॉर लार्ज स्केल एप्लीकेशन. सो द नेम्स विच आई टॉक्ड अबाउट हेल्डोटॉप्सी, थिसन ग्रुप, कसाल, CASALESA, ड्यूकर, यू नो दिस सॉर्ट ऑफ कंपनी. सो डू यू थिंक दे आर ओनली इन्वॉल्व इन लार्ज स्केल एप्लीकेशन, दे आर नॉट इन टू स्मॉल स्केल क्रैकिंग एप्लीकेशन, स्मॉल स्केल
I don't
क्रैकिंग
know.
यूनिट्स?
That's possible. Not possible for me to say.
ओके, नो वे सर. सो जस्ट सो एज पर इंडस्ट्री स्टैंडर्ड सर, सो वी ऑल्सो यू नो गॉट टू नो सम यू नो डेफिनेशन दैट वी हैव टेकन फॉर आर स्मॉल स्केल अमोनिया क्रैकर. दैट स्मॉल स्केल अमोनिया क्रैकर विद अ कैपेसिटी ऑफ लेस देन और 250 nm³ पर आवर, नॉर्मल मीटर क्यूब पर आवर, दैट कम्स अराउंड 200 kg पर डे कैपेसिटी फॉर अ स्मॉल स्केल क्रैकिंग अमोनिया यूनिट्स. सो डू यू बिलीव दिस डेफिनेशन इज करेक्ट विच वी हैव टेकन फॉर स्मॉल स्केल क्रैकिंग यूनिट्स, सिंस दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर अस, द डेफिनेशन विच वी हैव कंसिडर्ड फॉर स्मॉल स्केल क्रैकिंग. सो इज दिस करेक्ट दैट वी हैव टेकन दैट डेफिनेशन ऑफ स्मॉल स्केल क्रैकिंग अमोनिया यूनिट शुड बी विद अ कैपेसिटी ऑफ लेस देन 250 nm³ पर आर और 250 nm³ पर आर.
Okay, that's fine basically because it's smaller scale that you're talking about, and there is no industrial definition of small scale ammonia cracker. So, yeah, from the size perspective, you are on the spot.
ओके, सो सर, ओके फ्रॉम द साइज परस्पेक्टिव से कैन यू प्लीज एलैबोरेट मोर. सो हाउ कैन वी टेक यू नो द डेफिनेशन ऑफ दिस बिकॉज देर आर नो सच इंडस्ट्रियल
Yeah, but
डेफिनेशन बट
there is no definition. You are right. Basically, 250 nm³. We are saying up to 250 nm³. Yeah, that's a small scale, I guess.
ओके. सो कैन वी गो अप अ लिटल फर्दर ऑल्सो दैट 500 nm³ और मे बी मोर देन दैट. सो दैट कैन ऑल्सो बी कंसिडर्ड एज स्मॉल स्केल और टू अप टू 250 nm³ और 200 kg पर डे वुड बी
Yeah, but
ओके.
I don't know. I don't know Sachin on that one, no.
ओके
That's difficult.
ओके नो वरीज. सो सर द कैटलिस्ट विच आर बींग यूज फॉर अमोनिया क्रैकर, सो आई बिलीव निकेल इज दी डोमिनेंट वन विच आर बींग यूज फॉर अमोनिया क्रैकिंग पर्पज. सो डू यू ऑल्सो अग्री दैट निकेल इज डोमिनेटली बींग यूज और एनी अदर कैटलिस्ट इज ऑल्सो बींग यूज?
There are many catalysts available. So nickel is one, cobalt is other, then ruthenium is there. So it depends basically what you're looking for.
ओके. सो ये सर निकल, रुथेनियम एंड विच वन सर?
कोबाल्ट बेस्ड.
कोबाल्ट. ओके. सो अमंग दीज थ्री आई बिलीव निकल वुड बी लार्जली यूज्ड.
Difficult for me to say. You are talking about small scale ammonia cracking all the time, and that's not where I am, so I cannot say.
ओके,
On
नो
large
वरीज.
scale, it's a different scenario altogether. On smaller scales, because see, it all depends upon what kind of efficiencies are these looking for, these units looking for. And if you are looking at very small scale units, I don't think that they are looking for any sort of efficiencies at all. So if they are not looking for efficiencies, then it's essentially that, yeah, if you put some, dirt in there, probably that will also crack ammonia at the high temperature.
Okay. Yeah. Then the energy source which are being used for ammonia cracker, so it is either it could be electric or gas source that we provide the energy source for it. So it would be, I guess, dominantly electric source would be used, right?
Small scale,
A small scale or a large
yeah.
scale, the energy source which are being used for the ammonia cracking purpose, it could be either
Yeah,
electric
but
or
it can
gas.
be anything. It can be fuel. It can be means anything that can provide energy. Why limit to only electricity or gas?
Okay.
But again, Sachin, all these questions, okay, these are more around the technologies, and each and every technology is very different and very specific to these things. And I don't feel comfortable answering these questions. It's simply, as I said, that my initial impression was that you are associated with an education institute, and that's why I was entertaining this talk. Otherwise, I would not have. And that's one of the reasons that I'm not very comfortable talking about these topics anymore. So I'll have to stop our discussion here.
Okay.
Okay.
No worries, sir. So actually, I was asking you some generic understanding for my, thing. It was
Yeah,
getting
but
difficult.
you putting all this in, I mean, you will be putting all this information in a report, and yeah, I'm not comfortable with that. I don't have, basically, yeah. So you cannot quote me anywhere for whatever we talked about, and I think you cannot quote Topsoe's name anywhere in your report. That you have spoken to Topsoe or you have spoken to me, so don't do that. You're not
Yeah,
allowed to.
yeah.
And
No,
yeah, and simply, I would need to stop this discussion here. It's okay.
Yeah, no worries, sir. Because
Yeah.
the time that you have provided, it was really nice talking to you. Thank you so much, sir. No worries, sir. I won't do that. Thank you
Okay.
so much.
Okay. Bye.